sleeping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. People in Pakistan celebrating the start of the new year. In the distance, fireworks bursting in the night sky over Karachi. South Korea has canceled its nationwide New Year's Eve countdowns and other events out of respect as 7 days of national mourning period begins following Sunday's deadly airliner crash. At the crash site in Muan, ABC's Britt Clement.
South Korea is carrying out 5 days of safety checks and inspections on all of the country's 101 Boeing 737-800s, while a team of U.S. investigators and representatives from Boeing are here to examine what caused this crash.
The NTSB and FAA are at the crash scene as well. President Biden will deliver the eulogy for the late President Carter next Thursday at National Cathedral in Washington on a national day of mourning. The Dartmouth men's basketball team has dropped its attempt to form a union, which would have been a first for college sports. This is ABC News. Officials with the Treasury Department blaming China for what they call a major security breach. They say a China-sponsored hacker gained access to Treasury workstations and documents earlier this month. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze.
Just last week, though, the Biden administration sounded the alarm about the threat from Chinese hackers targeting critical U.S. infrastructure. In a massive cyber attack last month, a China-backed group called Salt Typhoon hacked into 9 telecommunications companies, including AT&T and Verizon, and got access to the cell phones and texts of high-level administration officials. It is not clear if that breach is related to this Treasury Department hack.
The Treasury says it's working with the FBI to determine the extent of the breach. After an 8-year legal battle, Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie have settled their divorce. Jolie had filed for divorce after accusing Pitt of being abusive to her and her children. Custody of their 6 kids was a key issue in the years-long dispute. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
After you use Bounce Dryer Sheets and realize how fresh, soft, less wrinkled, and less staticky your laundry can be, you'll
put a sheet on him
every time. Like those socks that smell like they've been through a marathon. Or that blanket that's got wrinkles on its wrinkles. Maybe even your chatty coworker who keeps distracting you. Okay, Bounce Dryer Sheets can't do it all. But for fresher, softer, better laundry,
put a sheet on it with Bounce!
Pluto TV is a place for movie fans like me.
And TV fans like me.
They've got something for everyone, and it's free.
I love free, and I love Jersey Shore.
For me, it's The Godfather.
SpongeBob SquarePants, I am Patrick. Patrick is me.
Oh, Forrest Gump, come on.
Criminal Minds, solving crime after bedtime.
Whatever you love to watch, Pluto TV makes it easy with thousands of free movies and shows.
Pluto TV, stream now, pay never.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, filling in for Ted Allen. I'm Raymond Newpert. 3 people are dead and a suspect is named after an incident in New Lisbon. The 3 unidentified victims were found dead inside a home on Monday. New Lisbon police are looking for 47-year-old Virgil Thu. Police say Thu is white, 5'10", and around 150 pounds. He was last seen wearing a dark coat and a hat. Thu is considered armed and dangerous, and if you see him, call police and do not approach him. Flags fly at half-staff for the next month in honor of former President Jimmy Carter. We get more from Bob Haig.
The 39th president died age 100 following a post-presidency marked by decades of humanitarian work. In a statement, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers said Carter was a committed and dedicated advocate for peace, human rights, and treating others with dignity, decency, and respect. In accordance with federal law following the death of a former president, Evers has ordered the U.S. and Wisconsin state flags flown at half-staff at all buildings, grounds, and military installations through sunset January 28.
A West Bend woman accused of leading a deer poaching ring does not have an attorney. 36-year-old Jessica Croning is accused of killing and torturing deer and having three children take part in the incidents. A criminal complaint alleges Croning and the juveniles would drive around with a spotlight shining fields and would fire at the deer from the vehicle. If a deer was shot, they would identify the sex of the deer. Some were left to rot where they lie, while the heads of some bucks were removed. Since Kroenig does not have an attorney, the case against her is on hold until she can be assigned one from the public defender's office. Three juveniles also face charges in the case but have not been identified. A peregrine falcon born at a Wisconsin power plant has been spotted in the wild. The bird named Trapper was born this year at a We Energies plant. It's very rare to see one of those birds in the wild once they leave the nest. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Christmas, when we were growing up, was different. It was about being hunkered down in your hometown and hearing the same stories Dad always told about Christmases past. While I like those traditions, I wanted something easier. This year, we're all meeting in Alexandria, Minnesota. The kids, their kids, card games, hot chocolate, all the outdoor fun, and oh, we'll still tell stories, but we'll also be making new stories, too.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For the rest of today, cloudy skies, low 30s. Tonight, clouds, an overnight low of 19. On your New Year's Day, mostly cloudy with a high near 22. For Wednesday night, partly cloudy, a low of 14. On Thursday, mostly sunny, we'll see a high around 20 degrees. For Friday, mostly sunny, 16. Saturday, sunshine, and 14. Currently, 26 degrees.
Trade in 2024 is done, and we are staring a brand new year right in the face. The good news is soybeans, and especially corn, are working with some upside momentum to kick off a new year. The cattle complex ended the year with some price gains, while lean hog futures wrapped up with a round of long liquidation.
Live from New Year's afternoon via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This afternoon, it's a conversation with Naomi Bloom from Total Farm Marketing, and directly following the news, we've got Brian Split from AgMarket.net. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson, and now, your beloved benevolent host, Jeff Flory.
Wouldn't New Year's afternoon be tomorrow afternoon?
Well, New Year's Day afternoon would be, but it's already in the name. See, that's the thing. I'm having trouble with the naming
conventions. It's not that hard. It's not that hard. It's not.
No?
It's not that hard. We're just going with today is New Year's Eve.
Oh, I had my New Year's Day breakfast today. Did that not even happen?
A New Year's breakfast?
A New Year's Eve day breakfast today, I guess.
A New Year's Eve breakfast.
What I would have had. Well, where did the day go, though? Because we're doing the day part right now.
It's okay.
Okay.
It's all right.
I would like to acknowledge, you know, what we're doing here. Your efforts, Joe Stackler's efforts. You know what I mean?
I think we just need to give in to the fact that it's an eve.
Okay. The whole day's an eve. All right. Does that make tomorrow New Year's Adam then, perhaps? Or would that be yesterday? That's yesterday.
I'm not exactly sure, but it might be tomorrow. I think I'm shooting for tomorrow.
Okay, we'll go with tomorrow.
Okay. Welcome to AgriTalk on this last day of trade in 2024. Yeah. Not only the last day of trade, but, you know, the last day. Now, a year ago, the last day of trade in 2023 came on December 29th.
Huh.
Okay?
Okay.
And then we had, like, four-day weekend.
Yeah, nice.
Got back to trade then on January 2nd. That is not going to be the case. We're going to take tomorrow off and then get right back at it on Thursday.
Yep.
All right?
Short break. You bet.
That's right. That's right. All right, man, let's go ahead and get to the news. What do you got?
Well, Jeff, wheat futures ended with slight gains, with traders clearly focused on closing the books on 2024. March soft red winter wheat posted a low range open and a high range close, and posted an inside trading day on the daily chart. Traders said the year-end strength in the U.S. dollar limited upside recovery potential in wheat futures. Traders are watching weather developments. Black Sea suppliers are dealing with drought conditions. And here in the U.S., the 2025 hard red crop will see the coldest temperatures next week. March HRW wheat futures were up 3.5 cents to 5.59 1/4. March SRW up 3.25 cents to 5.51 1/2. March spring wheat closed at 5.95 3/4, up 2 cents today, Chip.
Yeah, tough year in the wheat markets, tough year in the grain markets. July SRW wheat futures on the year.
Oh.
On the year. Down $1.06 1/4 cents. And July HRW wheat futures on the year, down 95 cents.
Well, March corn futures posted the highest close since June 24, with end of the year position evening providing most of that trading fuel. Pro farmer South American crop consultant Dr. Michael Cordonier from Soybean and Corn Advisor raised his Argentine corn crop estimate 1 million metric tons to 50 million. That's due to higher than expected corn plantings. Soils in Argentina are dry and trending drier, but more acres, more bushels. March corn futures opened steady and near session lows and rallied to close just above resistance at yesterday's high. March corn futures today 6.25 cents higher at 4.58 1/2. May corn up 5 3/4, 4.65 3/4. July corn futures closed at 4.68 1/2. That's up 5.5 cents, Chip.
Yeah, there's something that we can say about corn and soybean futures for 2024 is that they were never higher on the year.
Huh.
Never higher on the year. They gapped down on January 2nd, corn and soybean futures, and that gap is still open.
Still there.
So there's some targets to the upside in corn and soybean futures that we could deal with. On the year, March corn down 55 3/4 cents. Okay. December corn on the year down 60 1/2 cents.
Well, Chip, the soy complex moved in the same direction, although the bean oil market acted as an anchor on the market again today. Crop consultant Dr. Cordonier lowered his Argentine bean crop estimate 2 million metric tons as producers there move acres from bean production to corn production. He also warns about worrisome crop conditions with the weather outlook trending drier in Argentina and southern Brazil. March soybeans opened slightly lower and rallied to close above resistance at yesterday's high. And near the high of the day, March beans posted the highest close since November 18. January soybeans 16 1/4 cents higher at 9.98 1/4. March beans up 18 3/4, 10.10 1/2. July beans closed at 10.34 3/4. That's up 19 on the day, Chip.
Yeah, here's a bunch of ugly for you.
Uh-oh.
March beans on the year down $2.40 1/2 cents. And November beans down $1.92 1/2 cents.
Well, Chip, cotton traders are still looking for signs of improved cotton demand. Chart watchers looking for a test of support at the December 20 low of 67.48. March cotton today, 8 points lower, 68.40. Chip?
Yeah, on the year, March cotton. Is this right? Yeah, down, it's 11 cents. Right at 11 cents.
Huh,
yes.
How do you like that?
Yep.
On your livestock's February fat cattle, $1.30 higher, 191.60. March feeders, $1.92 1/2 higher at 262.97 1/2. In February, lean hogs down 32 1/2 today to 81.30. Chip?
Yeah, February live cattle on the year up $7.95. Get this one. January feeder cattle, life of contract.
Okay.
Day one to the final day of, well, to today,
yeah.
Down $5.45. And February lean hogs up $3.85. All right. Thanks, Davis. Let's bring in Brian Split. AgMarket.net. How you doing, Brian?
What up, Chip? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, buddy. I feel like corn's got some upside momentum. What are you watching?
It definitely is closed very strong today. But it's like we talked a lot about 10 years ago and how we were following that pattern up until about August. And it was dry in August, and then we deviated from 2014. And basically we went up into October 1, where 10 years ago we went down into October 1. But by mid-November, the price patterns kind of caught back up, and it's astonishing to me. So, like, our low 10 years ago was 318 1/4, and then we bounced into December 29th, right into the end of the year, to 417. It was a 98.75 cent bounce. And then you look at what we did so far here. We made a low at 360.5 on the September contract as a front month. And today's high of 459 is 98.5 cents off of the fall low right at the end of the year. So it would just be like, did we just quietly make highs right at the end of the year? We won't know that until some time comes and we get out of the, out of the holiday. Right. But boy, you know, what is the objective of the fund length right now based on good old crop demand? This is not a Ukraine's getting invaded story. This is not a drought in July in the Midwest. So do they go 300, 400,000 contracts long? I don't think they do, because as we get into 2025, we're going to focus a lot more on what do the acres look like. And that conversation will creep up to us at the end of March. I think the funds will be liquidating length over the first quarter, and they'll be back to being short as we get into the second quarter, is my opinion.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Okay. Brian, you guys have been great this year. You and Matt from agmarket.net, thank you so much for everything that you're doing for the show, man.
Thank you for allowing us the opportunity to speak to the listeners. We appreciate it.
Fantastic. That is Brian Split, agmarket.net. We've got Naomi Bloom from Total Farm Marketing up next.
Help maximize your yield potential and savings with 0% financing on leading fungicides from BASF. You can't beat 0%, especially when you could save big on consistent performing fungicides like Revilock fungicide and Veltima fungicide until March 15th, 2025. 0% financing means keeping more in your wallet for better ROI. Talk to your BASF retailer today about the Grower Finance Program. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions. See BASF Grower Finance Program for details. Always read and follow label directions.
No doubt you've heard of MetLife, but did you know that MetLife Investment Management has over 100 years of ag lending experience? The MetLife Investment Management team maintains close relationships with its borrowers and can structure a customized loan with flexible terms to meet your financial needs. Looking to expand, refinance, or recapitalize? Consider MetLife Investment Management. Learn more at MetLife.com/ag.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and...
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council. Ad Council.
Scammers often try to...
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
AgriTalk is brought to you by FBN Finance. Experienced loan advisors putting farmers first with farmland rates as low as 5.76%. Visit fbn.com/agritalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad that you are with us on this final day of trade, final day of 2024. Guest analyst today, Naomi Bloom, Total Farm Marketing. How are you, Naomi? It's good to talk to you. Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year to you. I'm doing just fine. Thanks for having me.
All right. I got some Happy New Year news for the Michigan fans, too. Alabama, late in the game, just turned the ball over on downs. And unless Michigan figures out a way to really screw this up, looks like they're going to beat Alabama in the Citrus Bowl. Pretty impressive.
That's a big deal. That's a big deal.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Hey, excuse me, Mr. Saban. What were you saying about Alabama being excluded from the playoffs? I guess maybe we can take that all with a big old grain of salt now. That has been proven out. Yep. And as you know, and I know, I think people know that Naomi is a Cyclone fan, as am I. And I made the trip down to Orlando to watch them just scrape one out. It was like, in a lot of ways, Naomi, it was like a street fight out there on the field. It was a pretty doggone good football game to watch.
Oh, my gosh. It was awesome. Our house was electric just watching the players on the screen and just the back-and-forth action, and the passion was there. The energy was there. Such a great game, and it was so fantastic that the Cyclones were able to pull that one out. And I'm so happy for you, Chip, that you got to be there and see it. So great. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was cool. It was cool, no doubt. You know, at one point I was trying to figure out if we were just looking at two really good offenses on the field or if maybe the defense was lacking. It was probably a combination of both, okay? I mean, they were really good offenses.
Yeah, it was awesome. So I would say, like, at our household, too, my husband and my boys were having that same conversation, and they were really enthralled with the offensive game of that was going on out there. Defense, definitely, you know, a lot of good action. It was just a great game all around. Yeah. And it's kind of fun to see those high-scoring games back and forth like that with that action. But, again, with Iowa State pulling it out at the end and now, you know, craving Pop-Tarts for the rest of my life with all of that side action with the Pop-Tarts, that was pretty fun, too. So,
I love it. It was a great game. Love it. That's awesome. Awesome. All right, Naomi, let's get down to what's going on in these markets, and let's take a look at what has gone on in the markets. And I'm going to start with what you learned from the markets in 2024. I'll let you go any direction that you want to.
Yeah, well, I would say another lesson learned in 2024 is that you never know for sure what the markets are going to do, and they have a way of humbling you. And so I think I'll carry that into 2025. You can't ever outguess what things are going to do. But one thing that stuck out to me last year was that the seasonals for corn and soybeans really had a tendency to work. So, of course, past performance not indicative of future results. But when you look at the seasonals for grains, we saw that January sell-off last year. And then, of course, we had our rally into summer, and then markets have a tendency to peak sometime between Mother's Day and Father's Day before we go into that summer sell-off, with the harvest low coming then in late August, early September. So that seasonal worked pretty much to a T. So I'm really keeping an eye out for that this coming year, which makes you wonder, you know, what the first few days of January are going to bring for the market after this recent rally we've had.
Right. Yeah, and it the momentum that we've got working in this corn market in particular, I feel pretty good about it right now, Naomi. Like you said, things could change on Thursday morning, but right now it feels awfully good.
Yeah, this was a really, really nice gift for producers. The little weather scare that we had from Argentina was enough to push the market higher over the last few trading sessions. Now, usually we get some sort of a rally between that Thanksgiving-ish time frame and Christmas into the year end. The average corn rally for March corn futures over the past decade has been 33 cents, and we hit that. We hit that. So we're here. We're at that value zone. Now the question will be, you know, how many producers are going to be making cash sales as the new year comes? Are they going to be focusing on new crop sales as well? Or what is that weather forecast going to be for South America? Do the funds take profits? So there's a lot of questions, and the market's pretty well balanced right now from a fundamental standpoint, but there's a lot of uncertainty ahead too, and then traders are going to come back and focus on the January USDA report coming out on the 10th, And then we'll start going back and talking about the new administration and if there's going to be any trade issues or not.
Right, right. Those trade issues. You mentioned we're back up to a price level now that should be triggering some additional cash sales. On the counter side of that, I wonder what it's going to do to demand, because that 33 cents ago, it felt like we had some great value buying happening in the corn market. I don't know if we can keep that going from here. I think that could override some of the pressure from cash sales, couldn't it?
Well, if we see that demand show up, that would be amazing. But when we have a U.S. dollar at 108.27, that affects things as well. And, you know, we're starting to become out of that value zone with prices as they've increased this, you know, the past few weeks here. So will we see the export sales show up later this week on the weekly export sales report? Or are the end users around the world going to say, you know what, we've bought enough right now to get us through until we know better for sure what's going to be happening in South America. So we're going to put our purchases on hold. We're going to see, maybe the end users are going to think, you know, what is the January USDA report going to say? And I think also end users are really starting to think ahead to the new administration. I was surprised to read, but not surprised, that China, just in the last few days, they increased another variety of corn seed, GMO corn seed for their planting. Yeah. So they are trying to still take measures to increase their corn production with better seed technologies so they don't have to maybe be as reliant on imports down the road. So, you know, all these little things are still there where China's trying to continue to gain that self-sufficiency. And if the world-ending stocks right now are kind of deemed good enough, we might just run out of enough big bullish news to get the market to go that one blast higher in the early new year. So my tone is a little bit more cautious.
Yeah, I hear it.
We have big enough supplies right now, and I would just really encourage producers to be really mindful of old crop sales for corn in the bin and new crop. After conversation with clients, I am hearing more corn acres to be planted in the spring. And one of my coworkers just shared that they're hearing that the farmers are willing to fork out more money for the better seed varieties to be able to get bigger yields and more production. So, again, my tone is cautious. We just have a history of farmers overproducing when prices get low as a way to try to make more money, which ultimately leads to bigger supplies. Bigger supplies leads to lower prices. And quick math says, and Brian Split was kind of alluding to that earlier on his segment, that, you know, if we plant more corn acres, 2 million more corn acres planted in the spring with current demand leads to 2 billion bushel carryout. If we plant 3 million more corn acres with current demand and just average yield, then you've got 2.2 billion bushel carryout. And we know that 2 billion bushel carryout equates to $4 futures. So just, again, a tone of caution, and what a nice rally we've had here to finish out the end of the year.
Yep. Yeah, that's exactly right. Okay. I like the cautious approach here. What does that tell you about 25 crop corn marketings? Do you want to get started?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely, with a 10 to 20% forward contract, again, because we are really expecting more acres to be planted. And unless the USDA gives us something really friendly for the corn crop that was just harvested in terms of they gave us lower yield, if they made the demand stronger, you know, that's a different picture. That would be something different down the road. But again, the world knows the U.S. farmers are going to be planting more corn in the spring. So the world is aware that there's going to be more crop coming, even if South America has a little bit of a weather hiccup here. Hey, the American farmers come in and save the day just like they always do.
Yeah, we're going to have to watch this very closely. The market's still going to be vulnerable to the weather forecast in South America, though.
Oh, absolutely. It's great for day trading. It's definitely something to be mindful of, and we are going to be watching that and trading that first thing on Thursday morning.
Okay. All right. We are in the middle of a conversation with Naomi Bloom, Total Farm Marketing. Okay, that was a lot of the corn situation. When we come back, I want to let's run the same process, Naomi, on soybeans. What are your expectations? What's the status of the market right now?
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, and more than a host, I'm a journalist, a wife, and a mom of two, raising a family in the heart of rural America. I understand the issues facing agriculture today because I live it every day. I see firsthand how farming and ranching isn't just a job, it's a way of life. Covering America's most important industry is what we do, and it's why U.S. Farm Report has been on the air for nearly 50 years. I invite you to join us every weekend for U.S. Farm Report, a timely, trusted tradition.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
Let's go to the markets page at profarmer.com and check today's closes, where March HRW wheat futures were up 3.5 cents to 559.25. March SRW up 3.25 cents to 551.5. March corn futures were 6.25 cents higher at 458.5. July corn futures closed at 468.5. That's up 5.5 cents on the day. January soybean futures 16.25 cents higher at 9.98.25. March beans up 18.75 to 10.10.5. March cotton today 8 points lower, 68.40. On your livestock, February fat cattle $1.30 higher, 191.60. March feeders 192.5 higher at 262.97.5. And February lean hog futures down 32.5 cents to 81.30. Get more. Visit tryprofarmer.com.
When I got
getting the kids to practice on time, remembering if it's your day to bring snacks, making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
The Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic is here for all your primary care needs. From annual visits and sports physicals to new or chronic conditions, our compassionate team looks forward to caring for you during all stages of life. For your convenience, we offer on-site lab, same-day appointments, physical therapy, and more services to come. Call the Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic to schedule your appointment at 715-926-1113.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For the rest of today, cloudy skies, low 30s. Tonight, clouds, an overnight low of 19. On your New Year's Day, mostly cloudy with a high near 22. For Wednesday night, partly cloudy, a low of 14. On Thursday, mostly sunny, we'll see a high around 20 degrees. For Friday, mostly sunny, 16. Saturday, sunshine, and 14. Currently, 26 degrees.
.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. We don't make the news, we render it. AgriTalk.
Naomi Bloom is our guest analyst on AgriTalk today. I am your host, Chip Flory. Glad that you're with us on the final day of trade, final day of 2024. Happy New Year, everyone. Naomi, we spent the last segment talking mostly about corn. We got into soybeans here and there. But what's your general feel on that bean market in the soy complex right now?
Well, similar to corn, where I'm just a little bit cautious with things. I'm very mindful that the ending stocks that we have in the United States right now is at a comfortable amount. And when I look at global ending stocks, it's record amounts. I mean, just record amounts. And we've had wonderful weather in Brazil. No issues, really, with their production. I know things have been a little maybe too wet. But at the same time, they're really likely to hit the nail on the head with large production there. And this recent rally that we've had, this last push here higher, the soybean price is now at the top of the downtrending range that we've been in since September. We were able to close above it just a little bit today, so that's encouraging. But if we come back on Thursday morning and they put some rain in the forecast for Argentina, we're probably going to see the market work a little bit lower on Thursday and Friday based on that weather forecast. It'll take really big new bullish news to get that market work higher from here. And, you know, one thing that I'm also keeping an eye on is palm oil. And the palm oil is going to be having about an annual gain of about 21% for the year. And it's the first yearly gain since 2021. So they've had some lower production there. And I think when we saw India step up and buy some bean oil, that was maybe an indicator that, you know, hey, things aren't perfect over in Southeast Asia. And so they're buying value from the United States and probably a little bit of a peace offering ahead of the Trump administration coming in to say that they're going to be players with us. So I'm keeping an eye on that. And, of course, we don't know for sure what all the biofuels are going to be or not be in terms of policy. So that's a big question mark. But when you just slowly look at global ending stocks, it's a record amount, record amount. And so it's going to take either some big new demand news on the biofuels front, or we would need to see this Argentina weather thing like become legit hot and dry. But, you know, hey, it's their summer down there, so it's going to be a little hot and dry sometimes. So, I'm a little bit my bias is to be defensive at these higher levels. We're starting to be overbought on daily charts. Seasonally, there's a pretty strong tendency that soybean prices start to trade lower during January. And if you actually look at the last 18 years, when you go from the January USDA report until the end of the month, 15 out of 18 years, soybean prices have traded lower into the end of the month. So just something to be aware of.
Okay. Yeah. All right. The cautionary tone is I think, exactly right. What could change that attitude for you in 2025? And the thing that I keep looking at is it's not just U.S. stocks, it's global stocks, as you emphasized. But even just staying focused on the domestic situation, 470 million bushels of beans expected to be left over at the end of the year. What can change that for us?
Well, it's going to have to be on the biofuels front. We would need to see some really great news there, some legislation to come through. We need all of those things to come into play quickly. But my skepticism is that this new administration has bigger fish to fry in the first 100 days than the biofuels incentives. So the other thing I think about, too, crude oil prices have been trading in a kind of a sideways pattern for a few months now. And the thought is that with the new administration, we're going to be potentially producing more oil in America, which would potentially then weigh on prices with more production. So if crude oil prices are going lower, it might be hard for the biofuels prices to rally if crude oil energy price itself is trading lower. So that's something to keep in mind as well. But, you know, fingers crossed, maybe we'll get some good news on the biofuels front sooner than later. I know that the demand and the want is there. It's just getting all of the pieces of the puzzle put into place to make sure everybody's happy.
See, and I think that's part of the concern in the countryside when it comes to the biofuels. I believe that that the demand for the product is also there. But what if this demand has been manufactured, created, with a whole lot of talk over the past 4 years, that all of a sudden we get to the new administration and the support for biofuels starts to wane? If that happens, Naomi, boy, I remember a day many years ago when soybean oil was trading at like 16 or 17 cents. And you know, my thought at that time was, until we can figure out how to melt snow with the stuff, it's just getting cheaper. It feels like this bean oil market has really struggled with the whole legitimacy effort or thoughts about biofuels. Is that out in left field?
Well, you made my heart sink a little bit, because I hadn't totally thought about that, and my gut just pinged that you're really onto something. And it would just be, you know, a shame if it came to fruition. But again,
yeah,
you know, what if the hype has just been hype? What if we don't get this administration to come on board quickly and support the farmers? You know, we've seen President Trump in the past proceed with his initiatives. And then at some point, he'll help out the farmers in various ways and means. And I remember when I think the industry slang was Trump bucks, when he doled out some cash to help producers. And that was the way that he helped. It wasn't a new demand. And of course, it wasn't until the trade deal finally came to fruition at the end of summer in 2020 with China that China came in and bought. But I think that was more with the derecho storm exposing the truth that the pits were empty.
Yep.
But that's a whole other story for another day. Anyway, so we'll see. We'll see what the first 100 days brings with this administration. Yep. But again, I think focus on the reality of supplies are sufficient. And that's probably going to stay that way for a little while, unless this weather situation in Argentina is legit.
Yep. The bottom line is, even though it's a 2.0 administration, there is still a learning curve, because it's a comeback president, but it's still a brand new presidency. And we can't forget that. We cannot forget
that. Well, that's a huge point, too. Well, and the thing, too, with that, Chip, is that, you know, you think about previous trade deals, is that now all these countries know what to expect from them. So in my opinion, they're either going to come to the table quick and negotiate, and we're going to sing kumbaya, and everything's going to be just fine, or they're going to dig their heels in, these other countries, because they know what to expect with Trump. And that's why they have been, you know, preloading on corn and soybean exports right now from the United States, and they're betting on this better crop from South America. And that they maybe aren't going to have to negotiate for the United States for a while. They'll try to kick the can down the road and outweigh President Trump and his administration. So I think it's going to be one or the other. Also, tariffs aren't going to be the big shock value that they were back in 2018. So it's not going to have the same effect on the market. So maybe we just go back to traditional supply and demand fundamentals. Again, cue the January 10th report. That's going to have so many pieces to it.
Good.
USDA can tweak, you know, 2 years worth of data. We're going to get quarterly stocks information on it. We're going to get some wheat news on there. And the other thing to remember, too, the USDA has a very strong tendency to be very slow to move any South American production numbers.
Yeah.
So even if there is a little bit of heat happening in Argentina, USDA is not going to acknowledge it.
No.
Not right off the bat, you know. So, again, be mindful of the seasonals. Be thoughtful of cash sales. Be thoughtful of the value in front of you, and just really be in tune with your marketing needs going forward here in the next few business days.
All right. Let's switch gears. We've only got a couple of minutes left, but I'm going to ask you about what's going on in this cattle trade.
Yeah. Cattle market today, you know, we had light volume, so that was part of the reason for the market pushing higher. We had mixed box beef values. Export sales last week, not so hot. So we'll see what the new year brings. I think that we're still under the reality that we've got strong cash. Strong cash is there. It's, I think, going to be here for a while. But the question is going to be demand going forward with the new year and with Christmas credit card bills being due, trying to get a handle on how our exports are going to be with the value of the dollar being higher. So it might be something where cattle prices just continue to trade at higher values for a little while longer yet. But I'm also thinking about the funds who are really long, a lot of contracts of cattle, and they started to take some profits on this most recent commitment of traders report. So we started to see that. We could be at risk of technical profit taking as the new year approaches. But we're still trading also the reality of tight supplies in the United States. And question that will be, what is our demand going to be in the coming weeks and months?
Right. Okay. All right. I'm going to go ahead and do this too. Give me 20 seconds on milk.
Yeah. Okay. So big thing about milk today, there was a big bearish key reversal that happened today. Okay. The milk market has been trading the cash cheese markets. Cheese demand has been good. So that's a great thing. But we had a technical topping signal today, and that's something you're going to want to be keeping an eye on in the coming business days.
Yep, ring the warning bell on that one. Naomi, what a great way to wrap up the year. Thank you.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure, Chip.
Happy New Year. We'll talk to you less soon.
Sounds great.
Naomi Bloom, Total Farm Marketing. Davis and I will be right back.
Okay, antibody.
I don't feel so good.
You do feel hot. DayQuil Kids will take care of that fever.
What about my cough?
DayQuil Kids has that covered.
Will it make my throat feel better?
Yes, that too.
But will it taste good?
Yep, DayQuil Kids comes in your favorite flavor.
Purple?
Well, yes, it's grape.
Try new DayQuil Kids Plus Fever, the daytime coughing, aching, sore throat fever just for kids medicine. Safe for kids 6+. Use as directed.
This is TV's Dr. Travis Stork for Eggland's Best. Eggs are a staple in our diets, and there's only one egg with more delicious farm-fresh taste, plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best, with more vitamins, including 6 times more vitamin D and 10 times more vitamin E, plus 25% less saturated fat than ordinary eggs. Available in so many delicious varieties, classic, cage-free, organic, free-range, and pasture-raised. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Stahl, board-certified urologist and senior vice president of men's sexual health at HIMSS. In my 12 years of practice as a reproductive urologist, I've helped many guys with ED, and it has never been more convenient to treat than it is right now, thanks to HIMSS. It really wasn't easy before. You had to take time out of your day, come to a physical office, and see a specialist like me in person. Now, through HIMSS.com, you can get world-class sexual health care and a full range of treatment options for ED through a 100% online process. It starts with a free assessment from a medical provider licensed in your state who can determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. So don't wait. Join the hundreds of thousands of guys who've gotten help for their ED through HIMSS.
To start your free online visit and find ED treatment at up to 95% off brand name prices, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit.
Yield potential and savings with 0% financing on leading fungicides from BASF. You can't beat 0%, especially when you could save big on consistent performing fungicides like Revitec fungicide and Veltima fungicide until March 15, 2025. 0% financing means keeping more in your wallet for better ROI. Talk to your BASF retailer today about the Grower Finance Program. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions. See BASF Grower Finance Program for details. Always read and follow label directions.
When you're a grower, a land loan is more than money. It's the power to make your fields come alive, to make your farm prosper, to help your operation thrive. That's why FBN Finance gives you more. With experienced loan advisors, often farmers themselves, and great land loan rates shared daily. Don't just borrow money, borrow more at fbn.com/agritalk. Offered by FBN Finance and its lending partners. NMLS ID 1631119. Terms and restrictions apply.
Mark your calendars now for Total Acres 2025 Grower Clinic. Join the Total Acre team for 3 great days of learning and networking. January 19th to the 21st at the family-friendly Renaissance Orlando at SeaWorld. With more than 20 immersive breakout sessions and an extensive trade show, it's your chance to network with other Total Acre members from 23 states and Canada. Head online to growbigcrops.com/growerclinic registration today to register.
Markets in Music City. It has a nice ring to it. That's why we want you to meet us in Nashville for the AgMarket.net Farm and Co-Profit Not Price Conference, February 2nd and 3rd at the Renaissance Nashville Hotel, with presentations geared toward risk management, a market outlook, technical analysis, and more, all while socializing some of the top analysts and producers around the country just steps from Broadway. Give us a call to register at 844-4-AG-MRKT or head to AgMarket.net. There's a risk of loss in trading futures and or options.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council. Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
The best talkers in ag, including you. Join the conversation on AgriTalk. Call us at 855-4-TALK-AG.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. It's your pal Davis Michelson here with Chip Flory.
Yeah.
Buddy boy, the last day of the year.
It is.
Or wait, let me try to see if I can say it right. It's the day of the year. No, the evening of the year. Right?
It's the what?
I don't feel like I'm getting this at all.
I think you're overthinking it. We could just go with the flow on this one.
Let's give your molars a little something to chew on here.
All right.
Riddle me this. Okay. What does happen to ethanol if gas is super cheap? That was an interesting point of conversation there.
It is still a much needed product as an oxygenate in the reformulated gasoline.
Okay.
Okay. It is still a product that if... Now, I got to be careful when I'm saying this.
Yeah.
Because there is a price point at which the addition of ethanol into the mix would make the fuel price more expensive than straight gasoline.
Mm.
There is that price. Okay, I'm not sure where it is.
Yeah,
I just know that it's a long ways below where we're at right now.
Well, yeah, I don't know that I've ever seen it.
Right, right. Okay, so it's an oxygenate. It provides higher octane. The refiners, I don't care what they say, they make money on it because their process. They make money on ethanol because their process has gone from, you know, creating a blend stock that had, geez, I think at the very beginning it was 88%, or excuse me, 88 octane.
Yeah.
And then it went, remember, because that when E10 first came on,
mm-hmm.
remember that? It was an 89 octane product.
Yeah.
Then... they discovered that, hey, you know what? We can keep the octane up if we just and bring our refining costs down if we provide a dirtier blend stock.
Mm-hmm.
So they've gone from basically an 88 blend stock. Now they're all the way down there at 84 or something like that. So that when you spike it with 10% ethanol, gets it to an 87 octane.
Yeah, okay.
And then you go to 15%, and that gets you to the 88. So I've contested for a long time that ethanol's real value, true value, is in the octane market.
Yeah, yeah. It was an unfair question for me to shoot at you. That was a loaded question.
Why? Was that a bad answer?
No, you did great. You did great.
Okay.
That's a sticky thing. I mean, because, you know, what am I going to do? If cheaper gas means less ethanol demand, well, now I gotta root for higher gas prices. I don't want to do that. You know what
no.
I mean? It's like no. a question of what do I root for here?
Right. I get it. I get it. That's why we are the learning curve on this administration is going to be fairly steep in the first 100 days.
Yeah.
We're going to learn a lot. We will.
How about another loaded question? You want another one? Fantastic. You want to discuss overproduction in a low price environment? We're going to yield ourselves out of trouble here.
We're going to beat this thing with volume.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it.
It's how it's always been done.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's who was I having the conversation with? Oh, it was Rick Brock. When he was on here and he was talking about more corn acres in 2025, which most guest analysts have talked about it.
They have.
But with Rick, one of the comments that I said was corn. Well, I think what I said was soybeans just can't generate enough revenue to keep up with corn at this point. And when your fixed costs are at a certain level, it's the revenue generation is what matters the most.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the ability to, work the financials and revenue matters. Revenue really matters. And I think that's part of the reason that people are looking at more corn.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
higher volume in 2025.
It does make sense. Naomi Bloom, our guest today, these are all things that she and Chip talked about from Total Farm Marketing. But she's also got a fairly cautious approach on both the corn and the soybeans. But I also get the feeling she doesn't want us to go to sleep on these. We still got to be looking for opportunities and maximizing our opportunities as they come along, right?
Yeah, and take the opportunities when they come along.
Yeah.
I had a conversation, I think it was late last week with a buddy about is now a good time? Go ahead and get started on 25 crop. And it, you know, basically what I said was, yeah, if it makes you money, because of what we're looking at for the year ahead, getting to 15 or 20% sold by the end of February might not be a bad thing to do.
Yeah.
So, and that's made me feel good when Naomi basically said the same thing.
Said the same thing. She absolutely did. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. All right. National Weather Service 6 to 10 day outlook, January 6th through the 10th. Man, I don't know if you want to know it or not, but it's got below normal temperatures across the entire Corn Belt, near normal precipitation. The 8 to 14 day, January 8th through the 14th. Man, below normal temperatures. Near normal to below normal precipitation in the central and eastern belt and above normal in the far western belt. Happy New Year, everybody. We're going to be back tomorrow morning. Conversation with Brian Grady from Pro Farmer. Be safe out there tonight. We wish you nothing but a happy, healthy, and prosperous 2025.
It doesn't matter how a hybrid or variety performs across the country or even in the next town over. At Golden Harvest, we know local results start with local expertise.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, Bob.
Like knowing that diner on Main Street has the best slice of pie, or knowing the matchup every Friday night. It takes someone who truly knows your acres and will be there every step of the way to make sure you see results. Learn more at goldenharvestseeds.com.
I taught for 20 years until I started forgetting my lectures.
Eventually, he had to quit.
Getting his early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard, but it gave us time to take control of the situation together.
I can't imagine going through this without him.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-549-TERM. 866-549-TERM. 866-549-TERM.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
You're listening to WRDN 1430 AM Durand Mondovi Wabasha and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Happy New Year, Dubai. A crowd cheering fireworks near Burj Khalifa, a skyscraper that's the world's tallest structure.